How's it going, everybody? It's Evan here with Josh on the Life is Funny podcast. Probably Indeed. Coming at you at your normal podcast listening time, but for us, it's early. It's noon on a Thursday.
Yeah. Noon.
Not a,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
6 o'clock on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something like that. Weird stuff.
A good old lunchtime record, you know.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, part of me could get used to it. It works out well on the day where I work from home, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
I have an hour for lunch, so I might as well use it in a fun way rather than, like, watching YouTube or something.
No. I feel like watching YouTube is kind of the go-to thing to do at lunch. At least that's what Rachel does every day at lunch. When I'm home, like, that's what I'll do too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So, I guess not speaking of YouTube, I didn't have a good transition there. I was trying to like think of one. It didn't work out. Usually there's like a flow in. What have you been up to the last week?
Yeah. Not a ton, not a whole lot. It's been a weird week because like last week was my first week, like back from Florida. And like I had, What did I have? I feel like I had like a like Tuesday off. Maybe I had Thursday off. I don't even remember what day I had off. But like the weekend,
man,
definitely felt like
your
Saturday
weeks are all blurring,
like,
together.
Yeah, Saturday definitely felt like a Sunday, and then Monday I had a half day off. Like, so the first half I went into work, but then the second half I stayed at home because this week we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The NCAA Swimming and Diving National Championships.
There you go.
Which is the thing that I was in North Carolina for, wrecking rental cars last year. So, you know, not doing that this year for better or worse. But they're definitely long evenings. So, like, last night, got done working at 11. Tonight, probably going to get done working at 11. Friday, bet it's going to be 11. Saturday, might even be a little later if we, you know, if we win something. So.
Do you at least get to like start the day a bit later? Like, is your working hour like, are your working hours just like shifted when you have to go so late, or is it not shifted but just purely extra hours?
It kind of depends. This week, like, they're supposed to be shifted. So my boss didn't come in till after lunch yesterday, but I had a required like mentor meeting, which is like a thing for like all of the people who have been there for less than 2 years. So never are they applicable to me. They're usually very coach centric and things like that. So this one was one, sometimes I get out of it because of that. Like if they're like super coach centric, this one, not applicable, still had to go to it. So I did have to be in the office. I took a slightly longer lunch, but like not as long as I could have or should have. And yes, today I have the day off, which is, you know, but not the whole day, I guess, which is why I had like half day Monday. And then tomorrow I won't go in until after lunch as well, because it's a long day. So usually, like, if we have a game, like if it's not, this is a weird circumstance because it's like the championships and stuff like that, and it's like 4 days in a row. But like if we have a game on like a weeknight or something, I'll usually take like a slightly longer lunch and, you know, wait to come in or something like that a little bit. But
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Just
try
to even those hours out.
Yeah. My work schedule ebbs and flows quite a bit. So like right now we're in the middle of like a really busy stretch. So it'll be a little bit of extra work. But then there are some weeks, I'm thinking about like last, maybe like November, something like that, like around Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, where like we're a little bit slower, where it's like, yeah, I can actually like, I never come in late. I just don't. I always start early. But like I could leave a little early, and that's always nice to like have some of those ebbs and flows. And in these times, like, make me more like these busy times make me more thankful for those weeks where I can leave like a little bit early, because in those, like in that moment of leaving early, I don't know, I think it's just like a my brain problem. I always struggle with the concept of leaving early. Like I can be totally caught up. I can be ahead on as much as I'm like able to be ahead on, and like, okay, it's 4 o'clock, I should just leave. Like I don't have anything else to do, and I worked extra those like 2 months or whatever earlier this year to like get things done that I was behind on or whatever. And I still struggle with it. Like it feels like I'm doing, like I'm not doing something wrong. It's very much okay. But it feels like I'm doing something wrong to like leave early, even if I'm totally ahead.
You got to break that mindset. So like my boss and I had a, like, you know, performance, like there's a, every couple months, like performance review, and it's, you know, always flying colors for me. But the one thing he mentioned was like, you know, hey, like I noticed over the winter, you know, there are some days where you'd like come in a little late and then like take a slightly longer lunch and then leave, you know, like right at five. And he's like, I don't know. Like, I just noticed this year, it's kind of, you're more prioritized, like something along the lines of, he was like, you're more prioritizing, like, you know, getting home than like doing work or than, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, like, cause I
am. Did he mean that in a negative way?
Not really. It's just, I don't know. And I think that's his mindset. And that's what's so interesting to me. Cause he and I are on the same page. Like, we both know the job sucks a lot of the times. Like, it's long hours. Like, we're paid for, you know, 40 hours a week. And usually it's working, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's working for longer than that.
Yeah. They let you work half days at this job. You can pick which 12 hours you work.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I don't know. It's weird because of that. And then it's like, when we do have downtime, like, I definitely do try to take advantage of it, because like, it's rarely, you know, it's usually extra time. It's not like downtime and normal time. So it's like, yeah. It makes up for, you know, they're getting my hours one way or another.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Was such an interesting kind of comment to me of like, oh, it's like you're prioritizing like getting home more. I'm like, yeah, like that, you should too. Like, and I think that's the hard thing. It's like, he's so like locked in and not used to having like someone else to sort of help take some of the, you know, the work off. And it's like, you know, if we can find, like, instead of one of us leaving or staying an extra hour, like, if we can both do half an hour and then both get home, like,
yeah that's so a win.
I don't know. And even he mentioned, the last thing I'll say about it is, like, he's like, yeah, sometimes I'll, you know, go home, but then I'll bring home work with me and then just, like, do that. He's like, I was sitting at home on Monday night, didn't really know what to do, so I just started working on stuff. I'm like, you got to find like some that like, like,
yeah,
even if it's not working, like, that's fine too.
There was a time where like that was my go-to, like, filling time was like doing a little bit of extra work. I'm not that way anymore. What burnt me out was like, there were multiple weeks last year, like in a row, where like we were just a little inundated with things. And so like, there was a week where I like definitely put in over 100 hours, like,
wow,
that happened, and like, that was a full week. And like, I'm sure you do that occasionally, so it's less of like a crazy thing like for you to think about, but for me it's like, oh my gosh, like, that's like an insane amount of work in a week to be able to like put in 100 hours. And it's like 100 hours of like work. It like, there was not like downtime in that time. So it's weird for me to think about, especially from like the perspective of like, I have a team that like works with me, and like, I'm always telling my team, like, if you have to work more than 40 hours, like, your job is 40 hours. Occasionally there will be weeks where you need to put in a little bit extra to get the stuff done. Occasionally there are going to be weeks where you can put in a little bit less time and get the stuff done. Like, if it's a week where you have to put in a little bit of extra time, let me know. So that way we can be having the conversation of like, what can we do to make sure that you don't have to continue putting in extra time next week? Like, how can we share that load around a little bit and shuffle things so that it's more even? Because if you're heavy, that doesn't mean everybody else is heavy because of the type of work we do.
No, and I think that's like the part that I really didn't enjoy about this job, like at my last school, because it was like, we each had specific sports or whatever. So it's like, there were some days where it's like, okay, you know, all 5 of Evan's sports are playing, but none of, you know, Evan's boss's sports are playing. And so Evan has the worst day of the year, and Evan's boss is, you know, kicking it up. Whereas like, we both could have had a normal, you know, like, let's knock this out together kind of day. So I think that's like one of the hard parts too. It's, you know, learning how to share the load. And we're very fortunate this like year to have a great like part-time assistant guy who, you know, like, he does good work and is fine with taking on some of the like the annoying like busy work things every once in a while. So it's, yeah,
that's always
helpful. It's always a balance. But one thing that I did do this week, quickly away from the work talk, we can always get back to it, is I went to a surprise birthday party. And I have never been to a surprise party. And also, I would kind of say that I still haven't been.
They knew about it, is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, no. So it was weird. So let me sort of walk it back a little bit. I was invited to a surprise birthday party for like a friend at work, and like, it was a like, hey, this is on Saturday, but I had like Saturday at 4, but I had a game at 3. So it was like I was going to be late anyways, but Rachel yeah. wound up going. But like that's all we had was like surprise birthday party at 4, be there. So our yeah. thought was like, okay, Rachel's going to go and like get there at 4, you know, to get ready to hide in the room with the lights off. And
don't tell me know, that's what time the person up. Showed up was 4 and they should have told everybody to show up at 3:30 because like no, I feel like that's where this is going.
That would have made sense. Apparently the person was there the whole day. So like the surprise was people coming like that they didn't expect throughout the day. So they were
that's
told,
not a surprise
like,
party.
I know. It was like a reverse surprise party because for Rachel, she said that she was surprised
Rachel
when she
was,
showed up.
Rachel was the surprised
yeah,
one. Like, oh hey.
Right. Well, literally, like when Rachel showed up, she said she was one of the last ones to get there. So she walked in to a house full of, you know, friends and family and yeah. stuff like that, including the birthday person, which, you know, shout out to Tim, happy birthday, you know, loyal podcast listener. But it was very funny just hearing her perspective of that and like me being yeah. late as well, because like then I showed up late with everyone there. Yeah. So it was very
but you showed up kind of like everybody else did, like
right,
just a little bit
yeah.
later.
Uh-huh. So I've definitely still not been part of a classic surprise party, but like I'm curious if you ever have or ever have like received that, because I have been on the receiving end of a surprise party I think for my 18th birthday at home. My mom like secretly invited over like all my friends sure. and everybody was there after we got back from dinner or something. So
yeah, so I've never been on the receiving end, but I've been to a couple like okay. mostly like older people when it's like their 50th birthday or mm-hmm. like something like that, or it's like a big milestone birthday.
Sure. This was but, a 40, so you know, big deal for sure.
There we go. Yeah, so I mean, I've been to a couple of those and they have been the more like traditional, like they don't know what's going on. Like mm-hmm. one of them was my uncle. I don't remember what birthday it was. I think it was his 50th birthday maybe, but I think if I remember correctly, the story was like he got called in to work was what like he
oh,
was told
okay.
like his
yeah,
boss
yeah, yeah.
called uh-huh. him in to like go take care of something because there was like a flood or something wrong with the power at the building yeah. or something like that.
Something urgent.
And yeah, exactly. So he like drove in and then boom, we were all there. Surprise.
Okay. Woo. Okay.
Yeah. Surprise parties. Like I see how some people would just thoroughly enjoy that because it's like, oh, all of these people thought of me and things like that. Like I'm sure I would enjoy it, but at the same time, I would probably enjoy something planned a bit more.
Yeah.
Like that I knew about.
That's the hard part is it is highly planned, you know, like you got to.
Yeah, it is. Like I would enjoy being part of the plan.
Yeah. Right. I would too, because I think when I had my surprise birthday party, like, you know, back in high school, this, you know, the end of high school, I definitely yeah. remember being like, like, I think we were out to dinner with like, you know, my mom and sister or something. And during that time was when, you know, my
yeah.
like all my friends had let, you know, somehow
showed
coordinated to get into my house
yeah.
and they were there.
They
but
broke
I think
in.
I came home from dinner like bummed that I hadn't seen or like no one made plans oh. like to hang yeah. out on my birthday.
You're like, what
so,
a
like,
crappy birthday it's
yeah,
been.
Yeah, I was like, well, might as well have that extra scoop of ice cream. I'm just going to be sitting around on, you know, in my pajamas tonight. Like, happy birthday to me. So I think that's the part of a surprise birthday party that like sounds very stressful to me because you have to sort of
yeah
I don't know, like when you are the birthday boy or girl or you know whatever, you've got to sort
sure.
of put on like you are the center of attention. So if
yeah.
I wasn't ready for that, like I feel like that would be a little stressful personally.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure they're great for some people, but
yeah,
if I never have one, I'll be okay with it. Like
well,
it's
now,
not something I'll ever complain about.
See, now that I have still yet to like be on the surprising end, like, and hearing
that side
of
it's
one,
way more fun.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. I gotta plan a surprise birthday party for somebody.
I don't know about that.
So.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
yeah. The side where you get to like jump out, like that's the more fun
yeah.
side, because you're like you're there mingling like a little bit early, like probably like having some like hors d'oeuvres and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, generally speaking. So like the party's longer for you,
yeah,
like, being
right.
the surpriser rather than
and,
the
and
surprise
you've,
E.
And you've built up that anticipation, like you know what's
yeah.
coming, you know, like you know, ooh, we're gonna get them good, like you know, this is
yep.
gonna be fun. Yeah, that's I don't know. I feel like at some point I still need to pop my surprise birthday party, you know, cherry. And
there you go.
The other thing too is like I do like the idea of the way this one was done, which was like, apparently it was, you know, hanging out at home, and then, oh, like, you know, both couple, it was like a, you know, husband and wife, and like their parents showed up kind of out of, you know, unplanned, like, oh wow, that's a surprise, like to be the person sitting at home and having people just like show up at my door, you know, not like waiting for me when I get home. Like, I feel like that would be surprising and like is also a good little,
it would,
like, wow, that's, you know, no way, like this person made it and this person made it, and like just wave after wave of like, wow, this is crazy.
I'd probably almost prefer that, like the surprises when they show up to where I'm at, like not like I'm walking in somewhere like under some like false pretenses, like this,
I feel like that's a recipe for disaster, because like you and I are smart cookies, like we're gonna find that out, you know, like
I mean
we'll see the car in the parking lot, we might have an inkling.
I'd like to think that we would figure it out, but at the same time, like the closest thing like I've done to throwing a surprise party would be like when I asked Lauren to marry me, like that.
Because
that had to be secret. That had to be a secret. Like there was dinner afterwards and stuff like that.
Sure.
And like, I guess she definitely didn't know like my family was up there, but she obviously knew her family was. And like, I had to like come up with an excuse to get her where I needed her to be to do the deal and get down on a knee. So, I mean, that's probably the closest I've ever been. And I think the lie, as we'll call it, that I used to like get her where I needed her to be, like that worked out rather well. Like it was a very well thought out like possibility that like I had planted seeds for like a while. Basically, my cousins have a house up in northern Michigan, kind of near where her parents have a place up there. And so like there are these like really pretty lined pine trees that like the state planted, I think, in the 60s, and that's where like I had everything set up. My parents helped me, all that fun stuff. And so like I had been planting seeds like from the time I knew we were going up north, saying like, oh, there's a possibility, like my dad let me know that we might have to go pick up a package that was dropped off at my cousin's place, because it's sitting outside and they just want us to toss it inside, like no big deal. And then like day of, I was like, hey, we got to run over there before we head into town for dinner tonight, let's just stop in there and put that package inside real quick and like be done with it. So like it worked out well, that part. The part that didn't work out well, where she says she started to question it, was like her mom and her grandma were like, oh no, you have to wear like this cute dress,
because Lauren, like,
dress didn't fit. Lauren, like, the dress didn't fit exactly how she wanted it to, because it was, like, new. She had just gotten it for, like, her birthday or something. So she was like, oh, I'll just wear, like, jeans and a t-shirt. We're just going out to dinner. Like, no big deal.
This is nothing not out of the ordinary.
And they were, like, very adamant that she dressed nicely. So that was, like the point where she, like, started to have, like, some questions.
No, for sure. Like, that sort of the extra bits of, like, you know, like, sure, the ruse itself was fine and like believable, but you know, if it's like, oh, and by the way, you know, get your teeth whitened for this this package pickup, like,
well,
get ready to see some people. Like,
I did have like them get their nails done. So
that's
like
good idea,
because she I think had always said like she wanted her nails done when she got engaged, because there's gonna be plenty of pictures of like her hand and stuff like that, like with a ring on it.
She better figure out, you know, the engagement side. Like, she better be part of the planning. Just always do, always have your nails done, I guess.
Yeah. Well, since I had known that, I was able to, like, work out with her mom and grandma and sister. Like
set up a day.
And I think we even, like, done it a couple times, like, leading up to it, so that she wouldn't question anything.
Yeah. If this was, like, the first and only time that you had it, you know.
I think that's how it went. I could be wrong there. I'll let her correct me on that later if I am wrong, because
Lauren can
chime in remember precisely
addendum podcast or something.
Exactly. We might need to add that, but if I were going back, if I didn't do that, which I think I did, but if I didn't do that, I definitely would have, like, knowing she wanted to get her nails done, so that way it wasn't like, oh, this thing that I never do, like, now I'm getting it done. Because then it's like red flag immediately. And I think that's the key to like a good surprise party, is like, how do you make it something that is completely normal, that like will bring the person to where you need them to be and not question it.
Yeah.
Or have it be a stressful enough pull where they're just focused on that stressor. I think about like the one
from
my uncle.
Like the work thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Like that was just like his brain was probably focused on like, oh shoot, like I got to go take care of that. Like, I wonder how bad the problem is, like totally potentially oblivious to anything else that would have been a red flag in that moment.
Yeah, for sure. So it's all good things to think about if you're out there listening, you know, planning a surprise party.
We're not coaching on lies.
Yeah. Or if you're, you know, if you're the one who's like expecting a surprise party one of these years, like know the signs, know what to look for. But
know the signs. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, my weekend was not very crazy. Yeah, I honestly, I was thinking about it and I was like, I hope maybe I like wrote it down in my little like thing here. I know we like went to a plant shop.
Wow. Okay.
Got some coffee once or twice this weekend.
I saw some like Instagram pictures or something like that.
It was not a crazy weekend. Yeah, I did post the Instagram. Went and got some stuff for cleaning my boots. You know, like really exciting stuff.
Did you go on our taxes? Did you watch any movies? Did you go to the movie theater? Because Rachel and I, we did go see Dune 2 on a $5 Tuesday.
How was that? I've heard good things.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I liked the first one. It was a good movie experience, and it was long, so I felt like I got my money's worth. So that
there
was
you
good.
Go. Just but that's the measurement. Not like a good punchy, like high quality hour and a half. No. I need 3 hours for my money to be worth it.
Yeah, I need 3 hours in good, bad, and different. At least it's 3 hours. Like
yeah. I want the time, the time in seat. You know, like that's what the measurement of is, like if it was worth my time. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, it was fortunately also a good movie.
Good. I've heard really good things. Like it's supposed to be awesome. I don't know if it was like sarcasm or not, but I've seen a couple people post like that it was potentially like their favorite movie ever made.
Wow.
I have no idea why. The first one was pretty good. I'll probably see the second one at some point. I don't think we'll go to theaters to see it.
Go on a $5 Tuesday. Come on now. You can make it worth it.
I don't know that is even possible to go on a $2 or a $5 Tuesday. Like, I'd like to think that's doable, but
whatever your local theater is, I would bet almost anything that on Tuesday evenings it is cheaper. Half off.
It has nothing to do with if it's cheaper. It has everything to do with it's a Tuesday night. And
yeah. What else are you doing on a Tuesday night? Tuesday night's a big night
question.
For you guys.
Yeah, it's trivia night. Like lately, what's been happening? So if Lauren's at the hospital or whatever, then she doesn't get home until like 6:30 or 7.
Yeah.
By that
this
time,
isn't a working
it's like 10-hour day.
Right? Lauren doesn't just
yes.
get checked into the hospital
no.
every.
She
Tuesday
usually
morning.
Checks in on Tuesdays. Yep. But so it's like a full day, and then like my work is always a full day, so it's like 8 to 5 at least. And then lately, like. I've talked about this the last 2 weeks on the podcast and still have continued to keep going with it. I did miss one day, and I can explain why. 10,000 steps. I come home from work, and I'm at a full, like yesterday, it was a full 1,700 steps.
Yeah, so you got some work to do.
Yeah, exactly. So, and to walk over 8,000 steps isn't exactly like a quick ordeal to do. Like,
just go to the movie theater. You got 3 hours to kill. Just stand there and, you know, get your steps in.
Yeah, exactly. I am going to spend at least an hour walking to get 8,000 steps in. Like, that's a minimum. And that's a quick-paced walk. So, I mean, and I couldn't do it on Monday of this week because I left for work at 5:30 and then I got home at 8 or 8:30, something like that. So
yeah, that's a good 3 hours, you know, not too bad.
Yeah, exactly. AM to PM, to be clear there. So, yeah, it was a full day and a lot of driving because I had to go up to Fort Wayne. So that was my only day that I've missed so far. I see a few potential days coming in the near future that I might have to miss, but I've actually been enjoying it quite a bit.
To average like 10,000 or something like that.
That's what I told Lauren is I'm still averaging above 10,000. Like I'll get to the end of my night and be like, oh shoot, I have to go finish out a few steps. Like the one night it was like, yeah, I just walk around the apartment. Usually I'll pick up some weights and do some like curls when I'm walking or something like that around the apartment. Like two birds, you know? But the one night it was like 11 o'clock and I was like, shoot, I didn't check my steps today. Like, how far off am I? Thankfully, I was only 1,000 steps off. So,
all right, you can bust those out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 11 minutes walking around the apartment, basically. I can usually do about 100 steps a minute in the apartment.
Okay.
Like, that's... If I go faster than that, I'm getting a little reckless with what I'm doing. Because I'm taking a lot of corners and turnarounds and stuff running, like that. You know, so
put the socks on and just start slipping and sliding around.
But... Then doesn't count as steps. You can't do that. Jeez, oh, Pete's. I mean...
Does like riding your bike not count? Like, could you?
No, doesn't count at all.
What if you got like a little under desk like treadmill or pedal thing?
That would count.
Like,
I have thought about that, so that way maybe I could come home with like, because if I had that, then I could end my day with maybe like 6,000 steps. Like, that would be ideal, because then I could go for a 30-minute walk every evening. Like,
sure,
and that would feel right. And I think I'm going to have to do that if I want to keep this 10,000 steps thing going long term.
because home and walking for 2 hours every night is not like sustainable.
It is not sustainable at all. Like, I like it. I like being more active and actually doing those steps, because I don't really typically enjoy working out, as anybody who knows me can agree with that. It's not my favorite thing in the world. But I don't necessarily hate it. I just need it to be like part of my routine, and I need it to be like something that I don't mind doing. I don't mind going for walks, but the time that it takes is a lot. At
the
same
time,
though,
you gotta find a pickleball group. Like, I played pickleball this morning for like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
and like, you'll get some, you know, get some steps. I mean, I don't wear like a, you know, an Apple Watch, so I have no idea what.
I just keep my phone in my back pocket. I don't have an Apple Watch either.
That's hard with pickleball. You know, you gotta
get yourself a Whoop strap. Isn't that what the kids are doing nowadays?
I have no idea. I've never heard of a Whoop strap. What?
Whoop whoop. It's WHOOP. Check it out.
Huh.
All
right.
But
not sponsored.
But what I do like about like the hour of walking in the evenings is, when I think about how my evenings had been spent before I started this, like, most of my time I would get home and it would either be like watching TV or just sitting on the couch, like messing on my phone, like doing something with like more screen time. Mm-hmm. And literally from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, I'm looking at a screen. So I have really enjoyed like going for a walk in the evenings. In the last couple of days, I've even like started listening to podcasts. Had done it in like pure silence up to this point.
That's
but
even
I,
crazier. Just not crazy, because I do enjoy, like, when I was on the beach in Florida and I would walk for like an hour, like, that was just nothing in my ears, just listening to the, you know, the waves and, you know, whatever else I was walking past. So
yeah,
that's not.
And
not
I still think
bad.
I'll do that like occasionally, because it's like it feels good for the brain to like not have that extra sound.
Right.
But like most days I'm. Yeah, exactly. Because most days when I'm working, I'm not listening to podcasts, because I can't focus on a podcast super well and do my work super well. So I'm usually listening to music while I work. And there are plenty of podcasts that I'm like, I want to get back into that. So it's been like my excuse of listening to podcasts again and like not looking at a screen in the evening and getting more time like with the sun, let's say, and getting some more
vitamin D
and all that fun stuff. So rainy days are tough, though. I did have to go to the mall one day and walk around during my lunch because I was like, I'm not going to get these steps in. So I have to figure out the sustainability part of it. I've also been considering adding an extra layer of it called rucking, which I don't know if you've heard of that.
I didn't know. Is that like a hiking, like a rucksack? Like, what do you?
Exactly. So rucking, rucksack. Good connections there.
Thanks. Yeah, rucking my reading comprehension, I think I scored in the 98th percentile on the
okay
SAT,
it, it shows it shows. But rucking is like a backpack or like weighted vest that has like weight in it, and it's supposed to be super good for you, and I'm like, well, might as well like add another layer of difficulty to this whole walking thing now that I've got that down for a few weeks.
Now that I figured out how to walk. And I think that's the other thing too, is the fact that you are measuring it by 10,000 steps versus, like, you know, some people would measure it based on, I want to work out for an hour a day, or I want to burn X amount of calories. So, like, literally making it steps is both, you know, helpful, because you can get some just like random steps throughout the day, but also,
oh, exactly.
Like,
if I walk to the bathroom, like, it counts.
Yeah. And you could have like a better or maybe, you know, more like calorie burning workout or something like that than getting your steps in. That is also quicker. But like, you know, so
absolutely. And I don't think it's not the goal. And I think it's like, I want to see how what the effect is of doing something that is not super hard on my body. For I would sure. say it's really easy to do it. The only difficult part is making the time to do it. Like, that is the only difficult part about walking or going for walks. Everything else about it, I really enjoy. So we'll see how it shakes out. I'm excited to get to kind of the end of the 30-day period and reflect on, like, what I think I'll continue doing long-term within there. So other than that type of stuff, not a whole lot the past week.
Yeah,
so
not a lot.
I did have two exciting things. Two exciting things, though. Well, one exciting thing, one not so exciting thing. It's just a thing. Yeah, the exciting thing was Masters tickets shipped out, so I'm expecting those in the mail anytime soon. And then the, like, just thing that's not exciting but is also not exciting is I ordered a polo shirt online.
Okay.
And it came, and I knew I was so, like, between sizes based on, like, the measurements they put on the website, and I was like, I should just order two. I should order a medium and a large, and then send back whichever one.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then send back whichever one doesn't fit. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll just order the one that it says is closest to, like, my size.
Sure.
And we'll see it. Tried it on. It's a little too tight. And, like, surprisingly, my biceps, like, in my arms.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, let's see here.
All my pants are a little too tight in the groin region, you know. I know the same. I got the same problem, like, you know.
Yeah. I want to be clear. Like, I do not have large biceps. As previously mentioned in this podcast, I don't work out much. So I can't imagine
you're
somebody
walking.
Who.
You're not, you know, you're not walking on your hands over there.
No, exactly. So, yeah. Anyways, I'll be returning it. But my question to you, I'm exchanging it. I've already started the process. Hopefully it gets here in time for the Masters, because my intention is to wear that shirt to the Masters. Yeah exactly.
Is it green? So, is it like?
It's just a navy polo shirt that, like, I wanted to be able to, like, have something that was semi-lightweight but, like, looked decent, that wasn't like a golf shirt. Because everybody there is going to be dressed up like they're playing golf, and they're just going to watch golf. And I never understood that. Like, I just want to look decent and feel comfortable. That's what I care about. I'm not going there to play golf. I'm watching.
You never know. Somebody might go down and they might, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse us. Does anyone in the crowd know how to play golf?
Yeah. Nobody would raise their hand, I'm sure. Yeah.
You got to stay ready. Stay strapped.
So my question to you is, have you ever ordered two of something, like, and intentionally returned one? I think the answer might be yes, actually, if I remember correctly. And then, like, why did you do it, and are there things that you would do it consistently on? My one anecdotal example that I have also is there's a company that I ordered jeans from once, and I haven't ordered them from there since. I don't know why, honestly, but every time you ordered jeans, they would send you three pairs. They would send you the size you ordered, the size smaller, and the size larger.
That's so weird. That sounds so, like, especially with jeans, because, like, both length and waist, or just waist, like, you know.
I don't remember, honestly, like, what it was. I think you had a little bit of control. I think you had a little bit of control over it, like, what the variants were on either side of the size, and you didn't get charged for, like, all three pairs unless you didn't, like, have them shipped back by a certain time.
Right, unless you,
but,
like,
if you didn't ship them back by a certain time, then you got charged.
Yeah. And so, that, like, to answer your question, like, no. I think the thing that maybe you're thinking of was when I ordered the two backpacks from Amazon.
Exactly. That was the thing I was thinking.
However, I wound up keeping both backpacks. So, like, I did not return.
Doesn't really count. Yeah, I think that's what the jeans people were banking on, honestly. Because they were like, yeah, a lot of people do keep two out of three of the pairs.
Right. I'm sure they do. I think, in other words, a lot of people forget to return two of the three pairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I think for me with the backpacks, like, that was one where, like, that was probably the first time I had done something like that. And clothes, I honestly don't know. I'm sure I have maybe, like, a jersey or, like, a hoodie or something, but, like, I don't know that I've ever, like, ordered clothes online, really.
I hate ordering clothes online. Yeah, it is my, like, least favorite. Like,
I mean, shoes, I'll do, like, I Poshmarked all those shoes, you know, a couple, like, over the summer that we've talked about.
Yeah.
And, like, that was a little, like, I guess we'll see, you know, see what fits. But, like,
yeah.
Shoes are weird too, because I don't like buying shoes that I can't try on for the same reason. Mm-hmm. The one time I did, years ago at when I was still at IU, I ordered a pair of like Kobe shoes to play basketball in with my Amazon gift cards. They came in and I couldn't even like fit into them because they were probably the right size, but like the yeah. hole to get my foot in didn't have any like give to it. And for whatever reason, yeah. I just like couldn't get them on. So like that I had to return them. And I think even though I was not out any money, like because of that, you know, I got my money back yeah. on the return. Like the return process just seems like really stressful. I mean, if I were to buy clothes, though, it's not a bad idea as long as I don't have to pay for like extra shipping or return shipping or something like that. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And there's also just the hassle of it. Because, like, oh, now sure, I have right. to go like, to a FedEx store yeah, today. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to make sure that the return gets there. Part of why I ordered it far enough in advance was I wanted to make sure, like, if this was what happened, that I would hopefully have enough time to, like, get the return processed and get the new shirt coming my way, like, rather quickly.
Yeah.
So that way I would have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see how it shakes out. But I regret not ordering both because I was like, I'm right on like the edge.
You were already going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't even 100% know if the bigger size is going to fit or if it's going to be too big.
Yeah,
and I'm just going to have to return it yeah. entirely.
Right. So like, so I don't know. I feel like clothes shopping. It's interesting that we're talking about this as a problem because there's like a like I've heard podcast ads and seen like YouTube video ads for like what is it like Stitch Fix and like all sorts yeah. of like clothing delivery. You know, things where it's like you pick, you know, your style or whatever. They give you a big box yeah. of clothes and you only pay for what you keep. So it's kind of like the same yeah. idea. But like, I I'm sure they're banking on people like not returning the items that they get.
For sure. But or trying also, it like, on and being like, it's already here.
Like, yeah, it's already here. Like, you might as well keep it. Like, but the jean company thing, like, that's interesting because it feels like such a like a waste of money for the company itself. To like
well, I'm sure they built it into the cost of the
well,
jeans.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And that sucks too, because it's like, then don't make me pay for the, you know, three jeans. Like, I'm buying one. Like,
yeah. But you're not paying for three. They're just upcharging you basically for shipping. And like,
yeah.
part of me is okay with that. Like, if I could have had $5 extra and had both the shirts shipped to me, a return label already included, and all that I had to do was like put it in the mailbox to send it back out, like what I did with the jeans. Like, I would have paid the $5 extra to do that just for like the fact of simplicity and convenience of not having to worry about it. Because yeah. I hate figuring out returns. Because now I have to decide for the first time ever, I'm deciding on like, can I just take this label that they emailed me and can I have it on my phone and have them scan it and print it at the FedEx store? Because I've always printed it before, but we don't have a printer. And the last two or three times I've done a return, I've had to like print it at Staples or wherever for yeah, 17 next door cents.
For an extra, yeah, extra
couple. Yeah, exactly. And I'm so annoyed by that process. I love Amazon's process where you just like have the little QR code and you just take it back. You don't even have to put it in a box. That's how it's
supposed to work. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We like, saw how that works just sometimes for yours truly.
But oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. I forgot about that. But if I could have paid an extra $5 and had them ship me two and have the return labels ready to be able to send one back, like I would have done that. But
yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a cool like convenience thing, and like I guess maybe I would too if like that was yeah if like buying clothes online was even on my radar or
yeah
you know or shoes or something like because I'm trying to think of like other stuff like the weird thing too that my thought was like what else do I order that I might do that with like have you guys ever had groceries delivered like
no but I've been thinking about like having them ready for pickup at Meijer.
Yeah, so
like,
I've done that.
It's
once
kind
or
of
twice.
A waste of time. And like yeah. we get some of the same stuff every week.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it's like, why not just have at least that stuff ready for pickup so that way we don't yeah. have to wander around.
Well, and sometimes it's not an extra charge too. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
So like if you can get stuff picked up, and I've talked like there's sticking it to the man's I did back in the day where like there was a grocery store in Iowa that I would do that for where like I would do pickup, but then you can pick your items that they swap like if let's say they're out of you know Kroger brand cereal or something you can pick the item that yeah. they'll swap it you can pick the name brand cereal they'll swap it for that, but you still just pay the price of what you wanted, like what you were going to pay.
Oh, that's nice.
For,
which
doesn't make any sense.
Because it's on them.
Well, yeah, it does what it doesn't.
To, you know, swap, like, but like it'd be like going to the store and being like, you know, I want
this. Hey, you were out of X, but I got this one instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. It's a weird system. But anyways, like the grocery delivery thing, I feel like that would be tough too, because I've seen people like, you know, exchanges online and stuff where it's like, oh yeah, they're out of, you know, out of this. Like, do you want me to replace it? Because I think Instacart is sort of more like a, instead of you just showing up and getting what you get, it's almost like your shopper can communicate with you and be like, hey, they're out of, you know, the Kroger brand cereal. Like, do you even want me to get this as a replacement?
Yes. Yeah.
So like that would be tough, where if someone showed up and it's like, this is not what I wanted, or like these bananas are, you know, you pick the moldiest ones. Like, what are you, what
I
are you
was
going to
say,
like,
produce would be the thing I wouldn't do. But if it's like, okay, I know we need toilet paper. I know we need like 2 pounds of beef, like
Canada
a bag of cheese, like,
you know, like whatever,
but
the
like
easy stuff.
Yeah, so I'd have that stuff, and I'm thinking like I might try to convince Lauren. I don't know that I'd have to convince her. I haven't brought this idea up, but I've been thinking about it since I've been using the Meijer app for M-Perks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I think I might bring it up to her. Like, all of that stuff, we just have it ready for us, and then all we have to do is wander around like the produce aisle and get like the fresh stuff to make sure it's like the apples we like, or the salad doesn't have funk on it or whatever.
No, for sure. And I think the one thing that I've done before too is like the part about it that I don't like is you have to schedule a pickup time. So you can't just be like on a whim, like, oh shoot, we need, you know, we need a couple of groceries. Like, let me do a pickup order for, you know, because it's like, oh, it'll be ready in 4 hours or the next day. So like that's kind of inconvenient. But like what you can do if you're already scheduling, you know, like, okay, I'm going to pick these up at 6 o'clock. Like, you could go at 5:30, shop for your normal stuff, and then get the pickup order. Or if you're picking up stuff that's like non-perishable, you could get the pickup order in your car, see what they maybe missed or what you still don't have, and then go back in and, like, you know, double up on the shopping experience. So it's just kind of a head start.
It saves a lot of time, I think, because like that's the only thing about grocery shopping. Okay, there's a lot about grocery shopping that I don't enjoy. Like, it's not my favorite thing to do. If I could just order like a recurring order every weekend and have the same things show up at my doorstep, like, to eat every Monday for the whole week, like,
I think you
I would
do
that.
I think that is a thing you can do in
well,
the year of 2024.
To be clear, to be clear, like, just because I would do that doesn't mean that's what, like, Lauren and I would do.
Sure. Well, make Lauren figure out her own. Be like, you know what? I'm having, I got my loaf of white bread, my jar of peanut butter, and my jar of jam. I'm set. You know, like,
we're good. We're good. That's a whole week of meals right there.
Exactly. Lauren, good luck. Yeah. Figure it out. You know?
Yeah. I don't think that's what we'll be doing. But I think, like, yeah, I don't know. There's a way to do grocery shopping that is more efficient, because, like, genuinely, like, we were going to Trader Joe's and Target for a while, mm-hmm. doing like most of our shopping there, and it worked out, like, well. It was enjoyable because we like Trader Joe's, we like how it's set up, we like the experience.
Sure.
But like the Target stop afterwards, like, made that more expensive than if we just did Meijer, and Meijer has like extra perks on, like, basically every week we're getting like at least 10 cents off on gas.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Every
gas,
single week,
sometimes they
minimum
might have deal. No, that's like Kroger for sure, because on Fridays I get 4 cents or 4 times fuel points, which is like, I think you get 100 fuel points for every $100 you spend or something like that is the
math. Yeah, same thing at Meijer.
Yeah,
well,
so
I think it's
like,
1,000 for every 100 at Meijer, but
yeah,
same.
I don't know how
thing.
They do it, but anyways, you get 4 times fuel points for shopping on Friday, so we just do all our grocery shopping on Friday. And, like, you know, I'm saving 30 cents on gas every month, and, like, that's super helpful. And in the Kroger, like, weekly, like, app deals, like, you know, you might get, like, a save 5 cents on this, or these things are on sale. And, like, seeing in the app what's on sale and clipping those coupons is helpful.
Letting that kind of guide your meals a little bit.
Yeah, for sure, a little bit. But not too much, because then, you know, then you're just buying what they want you to buy, or stuff that, like, maybe you didn't, like, you weren't already going to get. But the tricky thing is we usually go for most of our, like, food stuff to Aldi. So like our grocery shopping, if it's like a big day, will include, let's go to Aldi first, you know, mm-hmm. get our meats, our cheeses, our, you know, whatever yeah. else, like our staple type things, our, you know, cans of beans at Aldi. And then if there's anything Aldi doesn't have, or like sometimes like you can only get like Aldi, you can get like a bag of 5 red onions versus like Kroger, yeah. you can get like 1 red onion. So like that will get a Kroger yeah. or the okay. other way around. Like sometimes you might need like a gallon of orange juice, whereas Aldi might only yeah. have the, you know, the little one. We don't buy that, but yeah. You know what I mean? So some
Minute Maid only if you're in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Correctly.
Exactly. Exactly. So like, you know, you still double up, but it's definitely like a long process, even if it's just a quick pop into the grocery store, pop out, especially when it's two grocery stores, you know, that are down the street from one another. But
yeah, well,
first world
and
problem.
I have to wonder, first world problem, yes, but I also have to wonder, like, if you were strategic about it, like, would doing the order ahead thing actually make your monthly grocery bill cheaper? Because like, and I'm not thinking about like necessarily you or I, but like most people, like mm-hmm. part of what makes grocery shopping rather expensive for most people isn't like the meals they're buying, it's
no,
the
it's
extra
what was
stuff
not on their list, yeah, that they saw.
Exactly.
Like, I want that. Yeah,
exactly. So if you could avoid that entirely, I wonder like what the differentiate, like what the differential would be mm-hmm. over the course of a year.
I think it probably would save you money. I think the interesting thing too though is that's part of what I like about grocery shopping is getting
that's
like
what
the,
Lauren would say.
Yeah. I love the like yeah. day old bakery or like the you know, I found, you know, this Kroger like pizza yeah. that was half off or something. Like this is now what I'm gonna get. You know, I would not have gotten yeah. it before. But like
I just yeah. had an epiphany. I think yeah. I'm going
Sounded
to make
like
this
it.
Suggestion to Lauren if I remember. So okay. So Lauren loves shopping at Trader Joe's, right?
Uh huh.
I enjoy shopping at Trader Joe's. I would agree sure. that it is probably the best grocery shopping experience. And Trader Joe's is a touch more expensive than Aldi, but not as expensive as Target or Meijer. Like
really?
It is still like
okay.
an affordable grocery place is,
sure,
is
sure.
how I would kind of think about it. So I wonder what it would look like to change up our process a little bit here and do all the stuff that we would have like normally got at Target or Meijer, like that we can't get at Trader Joe's, order that, have it ready for pickup, and then go to like Trader Joe's to get like the perishable things,
the rest
like
of
the
it,
apples,
yeah.
mm-hmm. the salads, stuff like that, that makes it so it's still like an enjoyable grocery shopping experience for like the part that we do enjoy, because that's what Lauren will say. And I agree, like walking around Trader Joe's, like we always find stuff that is like fun, like a new seasoning or
yeah,
like
yeah.
Mm-hmm. a new like dinner meal that like we'll buy as like an extra meal to try out sometime. Like that's enjoyable. The part that's not enjoyable is like our trip to Target or Meijer to like get toilet paper and
yeah,
paper towel
the,
and
yeah,
like
the
other
stuff
junk
not,
that needs to
fun.
Be grabbed. Like
yeah.
if that could just be there waiting, like that would make it a way better experience. Even just run to Meijer, pick that up, go to Trader Joe's, get your perishables, then you're done. It speeds
yeah,
it up a
done.
Lot too, potentially.
Yeah. I think you should give that a whirl this week.
It's a great idea.
Week. Yeah.
All right.
We
I'm
solved
in.
Solved a problem. Let's both try it out and see how
yeah.
it goes. But
well, and I bet like living in this 21st century as we do, I bet throughout the week as I remember things and Lauren remembers things that we need to order, rather than writing it down on a list like we do today, I bet we could just log into Meijer, add it
oh,
to
I'm
the
sure.
cart,
yeah.
and then boom, hit order like on Friday for uh-huh. pickup on Sunday morning.
Yeah, everything that you needed will be, you know, in the list and ready to go. You'll still get your M perks, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we might have just thought. I mean, this is game changing. I think.
You'll have to.
I'm sorry that everybody
goes,
had to deal
sure.
with this
yeah.
conversation.
No,
but
we
at the same time,
some stuff, you know.
I think some people might have learned some things today, and we'll keep them updated how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are things like that in life where it's like, if I actually took the time to like have a conversation like this, I could probably figure out a way that is cheaper, less time consuming, and more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have to take the time to actually like brainstorm it and think it out loud and talk it through like I do with like everything for work.
Sure. Yeah. No, I think that is hard because it's like usually like if you you know, if it ain't broke, it, like, is what I like to say a lot. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's inexpensive enough or if it works well enough or something, like,
yeah,
you know, go for it. But there's still probably, you know, some margins that you can shave off a little bit. And, yeah, like, it's hard because that's – you were talking about your workout thing, and I was thinking, too, I'm like, you know, over the summer, like, when I would bike ride every day, it's like I love bike riding.
Yeah.
Because I get to see nature, I get to hang out, I get to listen yeah. to podcasts. But then, like, I kind of don't feel like I'm getting as much of a workout. Like, I'm not, like, you know, working up a big sweat when I bike ride. But then also, like,
yeah.
it takes so much time. Like, where am I bike riding to? Like, could I do the same amount of, like, activity in, you know, or, like, more, you know, 30 minutes, like, same time, but, like, get more out of it, you know? So, I don't know. It's
yeah.
worth or talking like, through with all sorts of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Or, like, take the bike riding one, for example. Like, if that's something that's, like, easy and enjoyable to you, and yes, it does provide a little bit of, like, cardio, well, then when thinking about where to live in the future, like, is it worth thinking about a place to live where it's close enough to your employer that you could bike to work rather than ride a car or drive a car? Yeah. Because then it's, like, we're not talking about a win-win-win at that point. We're talking about, like, many, many wins along the way,
well,
you know? Like,
I don't know. The problem would be then if I am like, okay, do I need to ride in on my workout clothes and then change into my, you know, my work polo, or am I riding in and, you know,
I mean,
jeans
it creates a few other potential problems and questions, but,
yeah.
like, gas savings,
no,
like,
for sure.
the cardio
yeah.
side of things, like, mm-hmm. seeing nature and listening to a podcast, like it could check all of those boxes and, like, be multiple birds at one time just because you have to get to work, and
yeah.
it's just a different way of doing it. That was something that Lauren and I talked about when we were, like, in the house market, and probably we'll
sure,
talk
sure.
about again next year when we're back in the house market, is, like, where do we want to live, and is there a way to, like, live close enough to probably the only place we would potentially live close enough to where that's possible is, like, my job, because the hospitals
yeah.
that she works at are, like, mainly kind of in the middle of not sketchy areas, but not where there's, like, a ton of houses.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, a downtown, like, urban area, like, you'd have to.
Yeah.
Know, it's maybe.
They're not where we
want to
live.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just interesting to think about, like we were talking about, those little things or those things that you do every week that if you just spent a few more minutes and and talked about, like, how it actually could work, what impact would that have on your life? Because now I'm, like, thinking about this, and I'm like, what impact will this potentially have, like, from a cost benefit kind of analysis, if we're thinking about, like, even just, like, an enjoyment analysis? Because, like,
yeah.
I don't think either Lauren, like, neither Lauren nor I are like, oh yeah, we love going to Meijer, like, that's our favorite thing. But we actually did, like I said, enjoy going to Trader Joe's. So
yeah.
bring
so
that part back
that.
In,
mm-hmm.
have some savings, like, by ordering some of the stuff ahead of time, both in time and monetarily.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll
there
see how it shakes
yeah.
out.
Problem solved. But see, this is like a working lunch. I feel like you should still have an extra hour after this podcast
oh,
is over to
I agree.
To eat and, you know, be like, you know what, this was a working lunch. Now I'm gonna take my, you know, take my actual lunch. So
yeah, I agree 100%.
We can throw some finance talk. You know, there was money saved in this in the ideas we came up with. So yeah,
for sure. So anything else you want to hit the folks with before we wrap this puppy up?
Two quick things, sticking it to the man, something that I didn't mention and forgot about. Like, remember all my delays when I was flying down to Florida? So
yes,
one of the things that you can
you
do
get reimbursed.
Well, yeah. So I got reimbursed and then some. So one of the things that you can do as a traveler is, like, submit like a claim, both for your flight or, like, if you got, like, a rental car or even food is on there. So what I did, I had purchased actually before the second delay, I had purchased
yeah.
food on Kenyan's dime at like a Donato's in the airport. So it was like
yeah.
$13 or something.
Yeah.
And then I brought it onto the plane. We got kicked off the plane again for another delay. And then I was eating. So I was like, you know, this is kind of like a dinner that Southwest, like, made me eat. Like, let me just try the process of, you know, seeing if they will
yeah.
pay for this dinner. They are.
Yeah.
They are mailing me a check. So Kenyan paid for it. Oh, and I get the check.
We don't need to advertise that.
Which is great. So double whammy. And then the other thing is they sent me a $150 like love voucher is what they call it, like LUV, like a flight voucher. Yeah. So that's a little less.
You need to find those $49 flights you're talking about. That's three flights.
I know. Yeah, that's three flights. That's there, back, and there somewhere else again. So I got to keep my eye out. But thanks, Southwest, for at least making up a little bit. So that's sticking it to the man for you. Got a couple puns of the week now, or, you know, whatever you want to call them. There were some very ridiculous ones this week. One was every girl's crazy about a shark dressed man. And it was a picture of like a shark, like someone in a shark outfit. Yeah, so shark dressed instead of sharp dressed. Ha ha ha.
Hilarious.
This one, another song lyric actually, was I love it when you call me Big Poppy. And it's a poppy flower is what that flower is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so ridiculous in the sense that who's even thinking of those things? But hey, you know, you
somebody
with
too much time
got
on their hands.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
You know? I want that job. Like there are jobs out there where you're like, somebody gets paid to do that.
Yeah.
And they do it that well. I think
you can make it
doing
out.
A good job.
Rockdoodles.com is who made these. So see if, you know, so just send your resume over and see if you can take it over.
See, and that's the problem with that is like, I jokingly say that, and I'm like, there's actually no way that I could even create things that are that good. So, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. More power to them. They found a way to make money doing something that, like, people are buying it.
Yeah,
clearly,
I'm sure
it's
kind
working
of enjoyable,
out, so.
And here we are talking about it, so.
Yeah, and if I were doing it today, like in the world we live in, I'd probably just say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. AI, can you write me 365 puns real quick?
Exactly. Yeah, that's, man, welcome to the future. But
yeah, we should probably get be thinking about what things we could utilize AI for, like titles.
Yeah. Podcast descriptions. How about just a co-host too? ChatGPT, have an hour-long conversation with me and make it funny. Yeah.
I do wonder if we could plug in like a prompt. Like if you plugged in a prompt and said like, okay, here's what we talked about. Create us a title and a description. Yeah. Like, and we did that one week. Just to, like, see what it did.
I think we should see. Yeah, I think that'd be funny. Or if we came up with, like, a podcast, like, script or topic of, like, give us a topic to talk about, you know, on the podcast.
Yeah.
And see if anybody notices. That's.
Yeah, don't say it until the very end. And right, this right, podcast right. was brought. Yeah, exactly.
Man.
We'll see.
So keep your eye out,
I'm
folks.
In. Yes, yes. All righty. Well, thank you all so much for joining us this week. This has been the Life is Funny podcast, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
See you.